This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, after years of steadily climbing numbers and a recent period of volatile price swings, the cattle markets have started to make a reversal. What once seemed like an unstoppable rally has now shifted course, catching many in the industry off guard. Tight supply, shifting demand, and macroeconomic pressures are all playing a role in reshaping the market landscape. As producers and analysts adjust to this new reality, the question remains, is this a short-term correction or the start of a longer-term trend? We'll talk with analyst Ross Baldwin of AgMarket.net coming up next.
Local research, real results. Join the Iowa Soybean Association for an Innovation to Profit meeting near you to discover how cutting-edge research impacts profitability in your area. Meetings will take place in Sheffield on February 18th, Storm Lake on February 20th, Afton on February 25th, and Washington on February 27th. Engage with fellow farmers and explore trial results, conservation benefits, cost-share opportunities, and more. Register for Innovation to Profit today by visiting iasoybeans.com. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers.
I had the chance to sit down with Ross Baldwin of AgMarket.net, and he told me what's going on with the cattle trade right now. He talks about where we've come from and the corrections we're starting to see, and he feels that it's not going to end anytime soon.
Here, for the time being, these markets, they put some highs in. It was right at the end of January, January 29th to be exact, and we made new all-time highs for the futures market. And we've reversed off of that, and it's been extremely violent. I mean, over the last couple of weeks on the way down, and we've had several days where it's been, you know, triple digit losses. And I really don't see that changing here anytime soon from the standpoint of the extreme volatility. I don't see this volatility changing. We've even a couple of days here recently along the way had some, you know, sharp triple digit rallies, only to come in the next day and the funds are selling them. What's been happening over the last couple of weeks anyways across the futures market has just been we've seen this a pretty good size sell-off. I mean, February live cattle made their contract high at 209.35. Today's settle, it was a pretty quiet day actually. We were down 52 cents for February, but we ended the day at 199.15. So we've seen it's been an abrupt $10 correction in the live cattle market.
Packers are softening their bids and price offerings are coming down, which may get us into a game of chicken with feedlots that are still holding out for better numbers.
Cash trade over the last 2 to 3 weeks has really softened up. You know, we got up here in the north. I mean, the cash really peaked out. It was around 212, but for that week, it was a lot of 210 to 212 was the averages that were trading. Southern trade, I mean, it got up to anywhere from 207 to 208. And the South, I mean, this week, we've lost a little bit over the last couple weeks on the cash trade. But, I mean, right now, the South, they've traded some cash around 203 here today. The trade across the North has been, it's been really quiet. The Packers are bidding 203, but they really haven't got any business done.
Part of the issue is that the Mexican border has reopened for American packers to import cattle, which means competition for U.S. producers. And now they've actually got to compete on the global marketplace again.
The Mexico border that was closed for feeder cattle imports recently, that had a large driver, I mean, of what rocketed these feeder cattle futures higher. I mean, when they closed the border down, it was mid to late November, when they closed that border for feeder cattle imports due to that New World screwworm, feeder cattle went on about a $25 rally when the border was closed. And here, it's been within about 10 days ago that they reopened that border.
We have more at iowaagnet.com, but don't expect beef prices to drop in the stores or this volatility to end anytime soon. I'm Dustin Huffman.